The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command the stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord. When God brought the Israelites out of Egypt in the Exodus, he showed by his power and his mercy who he was. When the Israelites responded by whining and disobedience, they showed who they were. Almost immediately, they began to worship the golden calf. And then when things became difficult, they yearned for the flesh pots of Egypt. They were tempted in the desert, and they failed. This reading is placed at the beginning of Lent so that we remember that Jesus was also tempted, but did not fail, and what this means for us. This is clearly a restaging. It is in the desert, and 40 days reminds us of the 40 years the Israelites wandered before they reached the promised land. The temptations themselves reenact the challenges the Israelites faced. Most clearly, of course, the devil's offer to trade earthly power for worship. Again, the incident with the golden calf. This passage rewards repeated reading, especially with a Bible with footnotes. If you do this, look at all the Jesus' responses today, and today's first reading as well. It's from the book of Deuteronomy, a book which relates the time in the wilderness. Now, there are several things, however, that we should examine. First, these temptations are not for individuals as much as for the community. The people. There is great value for looking at individual temptations and asking if we have fallen into them, but this is not the emphasis of the story. The people sinned. This is especially important for us to realize as Catholic Christians in Lent. Lent is the time that people are prepared to be initiated into the church. As Catholics, we believe that in baptism, we become part of the people of God. We join the family. Our relationship with Jesus is like our relationship with our parents and siblings. We know them as individuals, of course, and we have an individual relationship with them. but it is always as a member of the family, and a family to which we owe loyalty and allegiance. Second, do not disparage the Israelites. We are not superior to them. Luke is telling us this story because he doesn't think we would do much better. We can be tempted as a community as well as individuals. We are the body of Christ. We are called to be the presence of God in the world. If St. Charles Borromeo disappeared tomorrow, who would know? I hope we in this church today would, and that we would find our connection with Jesus and each other seriously diminished. But who else? Is there a ripple effect from here on Sunday, throughout the week, through our lives, and in our world? Third, take the church seriously. The devil does. The devil fails with Jesus, but he does not give up. Notice how this passage ends today. When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. That is not a particularly accurate translation. More accurate would be, he departed from him to a better time, a more opportune time. The devil is mentioned several times in the body of the gospel, but he returns at the end to tempt Judas and Peter. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. We read a little further in Luke. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. When you have turned back, strengthen the brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. You will deny that you know me. Both fail, as the Israelites fail. But as we will see, Judas cut his connection with Jesus and died an ignominious death, while Peter acknowledged his sinfulness and lived the life of an apostle. The devil attacked two of the apostles, the leaders of the church, in order to weaken it. His targets were clearly discerned. There was a strategy. The attacks may have been on individuals, but the ultimate target was the community, the church itself. What does the victory of Jesus over temptation and the devil mean? First of all, that he is more powerful than the devil and the world. Therefore, if we are connected to him, part of his body, the church, we, like Peter, will overcome them as well. Not by our own skills or power, but by Jesus's. The second effect is the mercy of God. He has experienced temptation. He knows what it is like. In the letter to the Hebrews, we read, for we do not have a high priest incapable of sympathizing with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace whenever we need help. Jesus understands our weaknesses. He knows that we have and we will sin. He has come to us not in spite of this, but because of it. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians, God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We were not born righteous, but through the power of God, we can become so. Lent is a time for reflection and fasting, for us both as individuals and as a community. This is never pleasant. As has been well said, only love and truth truly hurt. In Lent, but there is always the good news, always the gospel. In Lent, that good news is good indeed. Jesus knows us from the inside out and loves us all the more because of it.